Thank you, Mr. Chairman and the committee, for this opportunity. I do know my statement is closer to 4 minutes, so I'll just say that from the outset.
We won't cut the mic off.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm Susan Arnold, the Vice President for Conservation for the Appalachian Mountain Club. The AMC is the oldest conservation and recreation organization in the country, with more than 100,000 members and supporters from Maine to Washington, D.C., including more than 12,000 here in New Hampshire. In our 140-year history, AMC has helped to protect this region's open spaces, including from poorly sited energy projects such as Northern Pass, which is requesting to use high-impact old technologies to maximize profits at the expense of New Hampshire's iconic landscape. Yes, parts of this proposed project use an existing right-of-way, where current tower structures are less than tree height. This project will congest that right-of-way with over 1,100 new towers that are more than 2 to 3 times tree height and cut a new swath for 40 miles through northern New Hampshire. This is not state of the art, and this is the unnecessary impact that has brought out so many people in opposition to this project as proposed. I will reference but not repeat here AMC's comments provided earlier at other meetings by Dr. Kimball and Meredith and Colebrook and Chris Thayer and Waterville. The first point is that the choice before the SEC and the DOE is far from Northern Pass or nothing. It is whether you will allow the use of yesterday's technologies with their high environmental impacts at the expense of New Hampshire's landscape. You know that other competing projects are completely buried using 21st century technology and that different energy alternatives exist. Both the SEC application and the DEIS fail to acknowledge or appropriately examine competing or other reasonable alternatives to meet regional energy needs. The need for Northern Pass and its impacts must be reviewed within a broader framework. Along with Northern Pass, other competitive projects have bid into the recent New England Clean Energy RFP. These projects include solar, battery storage, offshore wind, and more. And ironically, one of these RFP projects, the Vermont Green Power Line, even has Hydro-Quebec Power as part of its bid, and it is a totally buried transmission proposal. Much of the future energy need Mr. Quinlan discussed in his opening presentation will be met with or without Northern Pass. But New Hampshire's landscape will be permanently scarred if Northern Pass is approved as proposed. Mentioned but downplayed in Mr. Quinlan's presentation are distributed energy and energy efficiency. These alternatives are clearly ways to help meet future energy need without the negative environmental impacts and increased foreign trade deficit of Northern Pass. And in fact, they would create more New Hampshire jobs than Northern Pass. Energy efficiency and distributed generation are emphasized in New Hampshire's 2014 update of our 10-year energy strategy, but it's not even cited in the DEIS or the SEC application. Why not? It should be. Paradigm shifts for meeting energy needs are happening at an accelerating rate. On Tuesday night, the town of Lancaster voted for solar arrays to reduce the town's total energy cost by 25%. Ironically, Franklin's plan to build a much larger solar project can't proceed until more people are allowed to net meter, though it would halve that city's electric bill. Big utilities like Eversource are blocking efforts to increase net metering. Eversource and its ilk are themselves the primary barrier to getting more distributed generation online faster. Northern Pass's presentation discussed the New England region's forward capacity market and argues that prices will be going up in the short term because of a scarcity situation. But Moody's most recent analysis this last month states this market is expected to be further depressed, i.e., prices lowered, because of the amount and variety of resources that will be available, from demand-side commitments from big energy users to the nation's first offshore wind farm off Blog Island to two large fuel cell facilities, and finally, the first long-term forecast for solar growth that shows small-scale New England solar reducing demand by 390 megawatts in 2020. That's 50% of the power going offline because of the Pilgrim nuclear power retirement. The DEIS's analysis of these alternatives is absent or much out of date and needs to be included and updated in the FEIS. And these are factors the SEC should consider when it determines the overall public benefit, or lack thereof, of Northern Pass as proposed. Thank you for your time and your consideration.